Does everybody like history as a subject? I hope. I hear here's some people out there that's not a favorite.
But what I wanted to do was to use this as a history lesson and to kind of, yeah, you recognize one in there, don't you, down there in the corner? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've got, I got a taller one of these like they've got out there. And what I was going to do is to try and call your attention to some of these people that are in here, calling attention to something that maybe is familiar to you, that they had something to do with. And, you know, these aren't all, these are ministers from the church. They're not all of them by any means. As a matter of fact, the first one that's showing down here is C.C. Smith. And the dates that are there are 1933 to 1934. Now, that's 65 years ago. 65 years ago. That's a long time. Yeah, C.C. Smith. Long time. 100 years, or 65 years ago. But Bethel was already 100 years old at that time, and there were a lot of ministers before that. Yeah, and there were other ministers since then that I didn't have pictures. These are the only ones that I had pictures for. As a matter of fact, 165 years, the only thing that we've got that really goes back there, if you look at this pulpit up here, well, it hasn't always been in Bethel. We've had it for about 100 years. But it was in use downtown when they were having that camp meeting over on Bethel Pond that we say is the beginning of Bethel Church. So that pulpit kind of goes back. Yes, Jessica? UC McGray, yeah. Okay. C.C. Smith really wasn't a minister. C.C. Smith was a layperson. I didn't realize. I had 1933 and 1934 there, but I went back and reread the church history this morning, and he was actually here from 1921 through 1931 as well. He was a layman. That means he wasn't a preacher. He was like one of us from Trinity Church downtown, and he came out here to be Bethel's preacher. And in the church history, it says that if it hadn't been for him, Bethel Church probably would have stopped being. So we can, this first one down here, we can kind of remember him as helping to continue Bethel Church so that we can come here today. The next one, W.F. Dunkel, he was here. Do you remember, or have you been in the Sunday school room over there where the Cub Scouts are having their meetings now? When he was a minister here, that room was built, except that room was called the youth building at that time. It was a building all by itself. And you'll have a chance to go back there when you go over there to eat. Yeah, the youth building, and it was a building all by itself. That's where they had all their dinners. And later on, we added the fellowship hall on the front of it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's W.F. I found out something else this morning. Scotty out there and Edna were both married by Reverend Uncle. Scotty, I believe, while he was at Trinity, and Edna while he was a minister here. So the next one is a blind minister. He couldn't see. He was here in 1958. He died while he was a minister here, and he's buried out in the cemetery. But he had a lot of good things happen here. The pews that you see out there in the church and a lot of the interior work were done while he was here. And Charlie, I think, may remember Reverend Williams as being the one that married him and Joyce. We've got a picture in the church album of Charlie and Joyce's wedding, and he was married by Reverend Williams. When he died, his wife, Lucine, became the minister, and it was while she was here that the church's the preacher's house was built, the parsonage over there. Okay. John Wolfe was a young minister. He wasn't much older than McGray when he was here, and he's got a special part in our life. He married my wife and I, and he baptized Janie, and he was kind of, and also he was the one that was here when they put the front on the church. I've got another picture here for you guys. That's what the church looked like before John Wolfe came and they put on the front on it. Okay. Jess Baker up here. A lot of people remember him. As a matter of fact, Edna said that Jess was here in town just this week. She stopped by her house on the way to a meeting in Mississippi. And while he was here, the Sunday school got real big. They said there were 39 active members of Sunday school when he was here. Another thing they had while he was here was the the bicentennial of the nation, and when we had homecoming that time, he dressed up like an old-timey preacher. Here's a picture of that. Let's see now if we can get some of these others. Reverend Bean, when he was here, was the one that helped get the fellowship hall built. I think some of you may remember when he put a concrete block out in the parsonage to collect money. Yeah? Yeah, Race? Yeah, Race also remembers Joe and Barbara as being married and being ministers here, and we'll get down there. But Les, Reverend Bean, was the one that helped get the fellowship hall built, and we'll get over there and enjoy the work that his leadership gave to us in a little while. Glenn Mitchell was only here for a year, young minister, about probably the age of McGray, and he baptized Janie while he was here, and they also had the dedication of the fellowship hall. Reverend Honaker used to be a radio announcer on WFSU and came here for a year. And then Joe and Barbara down here, we'll remember them because, well, Race remembers them, and some of the others will remember. They were a minister and his wife, and Barbara went into the ministry out of Bethel and became a minister here at Bethel, and she's still a minister over at Pisgah and doing real good work over there. And then Alex Knight down there, some of you will remember him. You don't remember? You're right. About half a year ago. Yeah, for a lot of you now, you remember the work that a lot of these did because of the things that's happened with the church, the youth building, the fellowship hall, the pews, the work out front, the Sunday school rooms. But this guy down here is the one that you're going to remember the most. Yeah. Because, yeah, you're going to remember him just like a lot of the others of us remember the rest of them. He's going to be the one that you might remember, maybe that taught you what communion's all about. Maybe he's the one that took you horseback riding. Maybe he's the one that is going to... Yeah, worked with you in Vacation Bible School. Hopefully, you'll be the one that maybe takes some of you through communion, brings you into the church. We're looking forward to a lot of things. And you'll, in another 20 or 30 years, you'll be holding up something like this, and you'll take that picture of McGray, and you can say, "Ah, I can remember when McGray was here. That was the first time when I really learned just about what it is to be joyful in the church and with Jesus." Okay. Well, did that hurt too much? Okay. It did. Okay. Well, I appreciate your staying around. Thank you.
And there are some albums over in the Fellowship Hall that you'll have a chance to...